I found last night's fashion show rather bizarre, to say the least. I mean, quite honestly, there were creations that I found ridiculous.
Well, I wouldn't definitely go as far as that. Actually, I'd be very careful to say.
But surely you don't really mean that anyone in their right mind would ever wear outfits like the stainless steel armor-like jackets or those dresses that reveal a good part of the model's body, their hips, their bottoms, their breasts. Or there were those ragged, dirty, torn clothes that looked as if someone had slept in them. They don't look particularly practical. In fact, I can't imagine that anyone is ever going to wear this stuff.
Well, I said this before, I'd be careful to use the word never in connection with fashion. If you think about it, many of the styles widely worn today were scorned as outrageous absurdities when they first appeared in fashion shows. People are usually horrified at shocking new styles, but then a few years later, perhaps in a slightly modified form, they just snap them up at ordinary chain stores. At first they laugh at them, then they hate them, but eventually they buy them.
Yes, but is that also true for extreme outfits like the ones I've been mentioning?
Well, I'd have to say it is. It has been so in the past.
Well, give us an example then.
Okay, sure. I could think of a fashion show in 1977. Claude Montana sent his models on the catwalk wearing black leather jackets. You know, the ones with those shoulder pads? Make you look like rugby players? A few years later, shoulder pads were being sold at Woolworths, and most women were stuffing them in their sweaters and blouses. Or when Karl Lagerfeld, in his 1989 show for Chanel, showed long jackets worn with only leggings. Only leggings. He created a scandal. Everybody's laughed at first. But in less than 2 years, a new style caught on. And now there's hardly a place in Europe or America where some suburban housewife isn't wearing leggings, a leather jacket, or a long shirt. Or think of those thick-soled platform shoes, or those little tops that reveal the wearer's belly, or the flared trousers for that matter. I can go on forever, there are literally hundreds of examples.
Well, you may have a point.
But you see, in fashion, there's a thing that you laugh at twice. First, you laugh when it's new, and second, when it's already gone out of fashion. But most people take it seriously in between.